Hello, today is Thursday, December 28th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. One more big holiday to go, and we can put 2023 to bed and welcome 2024. Let's see how things are looking for the final few days of 2023. We'll start with beef. So the beef market is moving like it's the end of the year. Those high-flying ribeyes will start to move lower come the first of the year and continue down typically to the end of January, maybe into early February. This is when you buy what you need because these prices will lower every week. Contrary to that, rounds, chucks, grinds, all will move higher as retail features will move to roasts and meats suitable for braising. Thin meats like briskets, flanks, and skirts will be moving higher as well. Depending on the product, you may want to secure product as soon as you can and avoid pending increase. Beef production was a pretty respectable 621,000 head the week before Christmas. We'll have two short production weeks now, which should keep product fairly tight on the market. This does happen every year. Okay, let's look at poultry and chicken prices firming just a bit. Still nothing to get worked up about. Wings are holding steady while boneless, skinless breasts and tenders are moving higher. Production is down about 1% for the year versus 2022, with over 9.5 billion, yes, with a B, billion chickens processed in 2023. On to the weekly avian flu report, and for the week, 6 new cases reported affecting 2.2 million birds. Since October, the total now is 20.58 million birds removed from the food supply. Now let's look at pork, and bellies closed at $88, up from last week's $80. That still makes bacon a buy, though I still think we'll see bellies continue higher into the new year. Come January 1, California's Prop 12 becomes fully enforced, which will continue to cause some chaos in pork markets. While some producers have changed operations to comply with the Prop 12 requirements, others have determined to forego doing business in California. It will be interesting to see how these two-tiered markets will develop. Overall, pork continues to be an outstanding protein value. Pork production for 2023 is up 2.1% over 2022. Again, plenty of product available. Now let's look at grains, and grains are still looking good. Corn closed at 4.73, up a dime from last week's close of 4.63. There does seem to be increased interest in exports, and pricing seems to reflect that. Soy is moving lower again. There seems to be very little interest in export, as South America, especially Argentina, is offering very low prices. Wheat is sliding up just a bit, but as for the last few weeks, I'm not seeing anything concerning with the big three grain markets right now. The CME continues to be a mixed bag through Thursday's close. Barrel is up 4, block is down 2, and butter is up 3. These are pretty modest moves, and let's hope we see that into the new year. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening this year. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we'll do this again next week.